Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Conversation I had was largely congratulatory, was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place, was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating the corruption already in the Ukraine. In Ukraine, Ukraine's got a lot of problems. The new president is saying that he's going to be able to rid the country of corruption. And I said that would be a great thing.
All right, so that's how we start our Monday. Hey, hey, everybody, as we swing into Tuesday. Kate Delaney thrilled, as always, to be the captain of this ship. So the president ordered hold on aid to Ukraine. That's the question days before calling the leader. And then what did that have to do with Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the Ukraine's new leader investigating what he was doing with energy and the energy company in the Ukraine? So that became fodder for the day, politically speaking anyway, as there were shots fired, so to speak, from Trump and from the Democratic former VP turned presidential nominee again, Joe Biden. Who does it hurt more? It depends on how you read the cards. The incumbent president always has the edge, and Joe Biden is on top in all the polls for the Democrats right now, but Elizabeth Warren is still there, and so is Bernie Sanders, and then who knows what happens as we've got a couple of months left anyway, what, 4 months, 3.5 months left in 2019, and then you swing into 2020, and it's the race for November and to see what happens there. But it did bring up that talk again of impeachment. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And was it empty rhetoric, or would something be pursued here or not? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to Republicans and Democrats demanding more information from the Director of National Intelligence about the Prez's interactions with Ukraine. Did not say impeachment, however. Did not. You know, it's interesting, since I've been doing this show, Every president since I've been doing the show, the word impeachment in some way has come up. It's come up more with Obama and Trump than any of the others, but it certainly has. And there was an interesting story in the Washington Post about impeachment and just the anger of it and what happens in Congress and how insane it is, the back and forth and some of the rhetoric that goes on the floor. And you think about that and you have to go way back into the history books. And if you really go back and look at some of the fights, and it is pretty interesting. And my personal opinion is, of course, Nancy Pelosi is not saying anything about impeachment. There's an election coming up. Why would they throw this into the fire unless they had heavy, heavy evidence that they know they could push forward and make it happen? And the answer to that is they don't. It's just a word that gets brought up and is raw meat for the party who favors the idea of doing that, like we saw with Obama and Republicans. And to me, it's such a losing proposition unless you know you have stacked the deck. And the deck is not stacked, but it is the latest row. And this time it is Biden and Trump. And it does set up for also, if Biden does become the Democratic nominee, some of this stuff could spill over in a presidential debate. I wouldn't be shocked by that, would you? No. And then you've got the president and his lawyer that are talking about the Ukraine, where you've got Rudy Giuliani, who is saying it's a bunch of nonsense. And of course, Giuliani, though, does have a record of doing business with Ukrainians close to Russia and to the former president of the Ukraine. So there was lots of money to be had, certainly, and that raises eyebrows. But it does the same thing when you talk about Hunter Biden. So this is kind of one of those tug of wars where is somebody going to go face first in the mud? Is that going to happen? Or is it just going to be more of this conversation that we keep hearing again and again and again and again? And speaking of conversation, because this show is about you. It's about what affects you in your backyard. I've gotten a lot of emails in the past 6 months about the Boeing 737 MAX, even from some people whose livelihoods depend on it. So now they're saying investigators are looking at a whistleblower complaint that concluded that safety inspectors who worked on training requirements for these planes that so many of us would have been in were underqualified, and that the FAA provided misleading information about the issue on purpose to Congress. Now, we have an Office of Special Counsel, which you know, investigates whistleblower complaints. So now that adds more questions, less answers to the effectiveness and the transparency of safety oversight at the FAA. I hated reading that. I made a couple of quick calls, and trust me, they didn't alleviate my fears. As somebody who is taking this show all over the place, speaking and flying a lot, remember the 737 MAX jets? But they crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia, killing a total of 346 people, which then led to the grounding of the jets and the FAA supposedly looking into what the problem was. So you had people that weren't qualified to certify pilots flying the 737 MAX or to assess pilot training or procedures or maneuvers. That's a problem. Who are we paying at the FAA to bury all this nonsense? That's crazy. Now, the FAA says, listen, we're reviewing the special counsel's letter. We remain confident in our representations to Congress and in the work of our aviation safety professionals. Aviation safety is always our foremost priority, and we look forward to responding to the concerns that have been raised. Okay, knock, knock, FAA, none of us want to fly on planes that are going to crash because you cut some corners. Did you cut some corners? Just answer that question for transparency's sake. Wow. And there are people whose livelihoods are affected by this, who are part of Boeing, who work in the plants, who are part of what's happened with the 737. And there are airlines that have dumped a ton of money into the 737s, like Southwest, that now has those planes parked in the desert. They're parked because, of course, they can't fly them. So where does that cost get passed on? And then what do they do with their fleet? Wow. It doesn't give you a warm feeling about oversight, I think, and what the FAA is doing. I feel much more confident when I'm on a Southwest plane flying over the desert and that graveyard of 737s than sitting in one at this point, especially with what the whistleblower had to say. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's time to invade the man cave.
So we moved on. We released a statement about it. It didn't work out, and moved on. Game against the Jets, and now we're on to Buffalo. So that's really where my attention and focus is going forward.
The most monotone coach in the NFL. Do you recognize his voice? Bill Belichick leading off Invade the Man Cave. Of course, longtime coach of the Patriots, talking about Antonio Brown. Well, we just moved on, and that's that, and we go on to the next week. That's how he, I'll tell you what, he could be a great politician, because I think he would just diffuse everything. He could care less what anyone peppers him with. He does. He just moves on from whatever the controversy is, whatever the question is. He's out. He's gone. It doesn't matter if it's Deflategate. It doesn't matter if it's players and injuries and accusations and all the years that he has been at the helm of the New England Patriots. That's just him, right? And Tom Brady said it was a difficult situation, that he had a lot of personal feelings on Antonio Brown, and it was difficult. So an 11-day stint, and ultimately they had to release him because he's facing allegations he sexually assaulted two women. So, of course, they had to do that. There was the Patriots released him a day after he allegedly sent threatening text messages to one of the accusers. An artist who was painting a mural at his home. So just 1 week, he was charged in a civil suit, and you knew it wasn't going to be good. I didn't think he was going to weather that storm anyway, but then Sports Illustrated came up with a second woman a woman, rather, and who accused him of assault while she was painting that mural that I mentioned. And the artist said that he came at her with no clothes on and only a cloth towel while she was working. So now the NFL is investigating all of that. But it doesn't matter because who's touching him? So the Patriots defeated the... It does matter for the women, but it doesn't matter for the Patriots because they had to move on. They were going to move on, right? They're going to move on. But what's interesting is supposedly, and NBC reported this, that they, supposedly Tom Brady, offered for Brown to stay in his mansion after he signed that deal with the Patriots. So that's why he said he has had a lot of emotions about it. So the Patriots move on. They defeat the Jets 30-14 on Sunday without Brown. And, of course, Mr. 42-year-old finishes with 306 passing yards and two touchdowns. We will have another Nail the Score on our Wednesday show, as now we are deep into the NFL. How did that happen? I have no idea. All of a sudden, the summer's gone, and we're into football again. And now we're 3 weeks into it, and we're starting to see some interesting or troubling trends emerge, depending on, I think, who you root for. It was an interesting week three, needless to say. How about the Bills? The Bills somehow are a perfect, and I know we have people listening to us in Bills territory, a perfect 3-0. They beat the Bungles, who are 0-3, 21-17. Yeah, it was a good finish for them. They held off Cincinnati's comeback. The Cowboys throttled the Dolphins 31-6. That's not a surprise. And in the beginning, it was a lot closer, I'm sure, than Cowboy fans would have liked. It was a home game, so they're 3-0. The Packers are 3-0. They beat the Broncos, who are 0-3, 27-16. Then you have the Chiefs. Oh, Pat Mahomes. Three touchdowns. Looks so good. Threw for almost 400 yards. 33-28. That was a close, good game to watch. And I mentioned the Patriots, that they're another 3-0 team. And then you got a bunch of other teams that are just kind of hanging in there, except for the 49ers. The 49ers, with Jimmy Garoppolo, who was the backup to Tom Brady, if you recall, are in the middle of a winning season. They're 3-0. Beat the Steelers 24-20. The Rams picked up where they left off with Jared Goff, almost 270 yards passing for him. They beat the Browns 20-13. The Bears picked up where they left off. They beat the Redskins 31-15. They're 2-1. So it is kind of an interesting season. There are a few teams that are the woulda, coulda, shoulda teams. An interesting team to watch is going to be the Giants because they rallied. Daniel Jones, who replaced Eli Manning, who was benched, rallied with four touchdowns and beat the Buccaneers 32-31. So if you just tuned in, this is a special segment I do once in a while on the show called Invade the Man Cave. And we haven't invaded the man cave in a while. And as I said, it's NFL season and we do our fun little game that we play called Nail the Score on Wednesday nights. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to guess which team you think is going to win of the game of the week and what you think the final score is ultimately going to be. But I know that there are sports fans out there, and you can imagine yourself sitting in a man cave and talking about not just sports, I guess politics would come up, food, of course. The jumbo pizza that Mr. Kate Delaney, my husband, said that we ordered tonight. It took up the entire table. And I was going to have, and I did, I was going to only have one slice. And the rest was supposedly going to be dragged out through the week for him. And he's already dipped into it so that there's like one slice of a jumbo pie left. Oh, my, oh, my. Oh, well. What can you do? You can rest assured he'd be wearing a Cowboy jersey, not Daniel Jones merch, which apparently has taken off. So the jersey sales for this new quarterback on eBay, 2,800 items, and a lot of them jerseys, just took off big time. So he may be finding his he may be finding his audience. And of course, for New Yorkers, they just want to see a winner. And maybe the Manning era, who knows, but maybe the Manning era is going to be over after this. I mean, he had a great run. When you're quarterbacking for a team in the NFL and you're there for 15 years and you win a couple of Super Bowls and you're close on a few others, I'd say that's a very, very good run. An excellent run, as a matter of fact, and more than most would get. And there, you know, you have your journeyman people who have decent arms or for whatever reasons not the right team, or they don't end up producing the way they look they're going to look like they're going to produce. But he had a great run. I always think of the Mannings. You know, you look at Peyton Manning and what happened with him, the couple of Super Bowls for him, and then you look at Eli Manning, and that's a deadly brother combo. And even if, you know, he retires after this, no harm, no foul. He was still a big part of the success that the Giants had. It's just, maybe the time has come to say adios and move on. But who knows? It's one game. Let's see what happens. And he's there for the rest of the season. And then, you know, what does it look like? Does he try to go someplace else? Or is he done? Is this his swan song that way? Or, you know, what is it? I don't know. What does it look like? I guess, ultimately. And quickly, we might be talking about this if we were sitting in the man cave. The NBA Board of Governors unanimously approved a series of measures to more strictly enforce compliance, they say, with tampering and salary cap circumvention. This is always a big deal. If somebody talked to somebody, they mentioned this, and then, you know, the conversation over how would they play with this team. You could be subject up to fines of $10 million already, but teams can also lose draft picks now. Executives, they say, can be suspended. Contracts can be voided. Yikes, where the rules aren't followed. So you can bet agents have to tread lightly, as do owners, because Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, is having none of it. And that's why they passed unanimously the provisions, because they want everybody to operate on a balanced field and not see it circumvented. Because there have been plenty of conversations about some of the players last year and whether they were having off-the-books combo when they shouldn't have been having it. And, you know, ultimately some of the teams were cleared, but I think it makes sense. That's how Adam Silver is, just to be as transparent as possible, that you don't have to worry about is somebody tampering ahead of time with the mechanics of it by saying so-and-so would be great here, and they've already had that off-the-books conversation. Because that's what every team's chomping at the bit for, the big free agents. You know, Kawhi Leonard, that was huge. Paul George, that was huge. And, you know, supposedly it seemed like those deals were almost done before free agency officially began on June 30th. So that raised a few eyebrows. But now no worries. I like him. I like Adam Silver. I think he's the best commish of all of them. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he found the whistleblower allegations to be both disturbing and credible that led to an impeachment inquiry being opened against President Trump.
Well, I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible, even without the benefit yet of the Inspector General's full analysis.
The president said there was no quid pro quo in the July phone call with Ukraine's president on his political rival, Joe Biden.
And the Democrats did this hoax during the United Nations week. It was perfect. Because this way, it takes away from these tremendous achievements that we're taking care of doing.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney called the rough transcript of the call deeply troubling. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifies before Congress on Thursday on the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Swim on an island far away from all of the people. I just want to swim in the ocean.
I just want to swim on an island.
I just want to eat coconuts
and drink all day and lay in the sun
and eat good food and drink all the water.
I just want to live on an island.
This is a great thing because this is a place that I've always wanted to go, and now she's making me fall in love with it. Montserrat. Imagine having a villa there. What a life that would be. And then you write this novel, and it parallels your life. Adair Arlen is in our virtual green room on that special island now, and she's here to talk to all of us. Hey, Adair, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Thanks, Kate. I hope you are, too.
I am. But before we dive into this and the book called The House of Tomorrow, what's it like living on that island? It's beautiful. For everybody who doesn't know, she sent me, you wouldn't know this, but she sent me a little video of the place. And I got to tell you, that is a slice of heaven, isn't it?
It really is. It's pure air, pure fresh air, pure fresh water. Out of the tap, it's spring water, and it's of course we had mangoes, fresh mangoes for breakfast. Have mangoes almost throughout the year. Papaya, bananas, pineapple, which grows on a stalk. It surprised me. Being from Chicago, I'm not used to tropical fruit. But this island does provide just about everything you could want.
Yeah, I bet. It certainly looked that way to me. And you did what you're supposed to do when you write a novel, when you write any kind of a book. You talk about places that you've been, and you used places where you've been. So in this novel, The House of Tomorrow, it starts with a 9-year-old boy named Paul. Tell us about Chicago and being born and raised there.
Well, most of the year is winter, except for July and August, which are very hot. I love Chicago, though. When I was in my 20s, you couldn't get me out of there. There's so much to do. It's a wonderful city, or it was, anyway. I hear it's not so good these days in the news. However, being raised there was a very good experience for me, anyway. And working there was a lot of fun, too.
I bet. And so I want to tell people this. You worked at Playboy magazine at the height of Playboy magazine for 5.5 years. And when I first saw that sentence, people, I thought, I wonder if Adair was a Playboy bunny. But you worked as an office manager at the mansion before you left. What was that like?
Well, it was never boring. I'm groping for words here. I'm trying to be an author, and I can't find the right word. For example, I'd be sitting at my desk in the morning, and some female would walk in and hand me some money. Everybody there was like a country club. You signed for everything. You signed for your meals. Bunnies did live on the fourth floor, so they lived there at very, very reasonable rent. And I'd look at this person questioningly, and she said, "Don't you recognize me? I'm Bunny Corrine or something or other," and she's paying her rent. So that was an interesting, I would meet Mr. Hefner, of course, while there, although he was pretty nocturnal. He wouldn't, but he edited every word in the magazine himself.
Wow, so I did not know that. Wow, every word in the magazine, huh?
Yeah, he was an editor with another men's magazine. I think it was Esquire.
Wow.
And he asked for a very frugal sort of raise, and they didn't give it to him. So he got some friends together and started Playboy.
Wow, and the rest is history. So you mirror that. You have a character named Paul, because this is a novel, and he has a saloon, a supper club, and he meets this woman named Lily Greening, and she worked at Southern Illinois University. The pictures are so vivid in my mind. And you talk about what that was like for Paul. And what was it like for Paul? He had an interesting job, too, very similar to yours, right?
Well, Paul was a private eye. I have never tried even to be a private eye. although Paul was born and raised in Chicago, but he had a very different childhood than I had.
And he was born and raised in Chicago, and then this character goes to New Orleans. Boy, you couldn't get a bigger contrast from Chicago to New Orleans. You threw that twist, and why New Orleans?
Well, because I too had lived in New Orleans. I went there, and that actually where I met my future husband, who is now my present husband, and. And we had it's a very romantic city, New Orleans is. Neighborhoods and lots of charm. I loved living there.
Yeah, it does have lots of charm. And you talk about living in a place called North Shore. What was North Shore like? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, the North Shore is across Lake Pontchartrain. And it's a lot of people live on the North Shore and work in New Orleans. And so it's just referred to as the North Shore. It's completely different. It's not. There are small towns there, and it's rural, a lot more greenery, foliage, et cetera, than you find in New Orleans, which is a big city.
Yeah.
But it's the perfect size city, I thought.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you take the character Paul, who, which, first of all, Paul, it seems like he's always planning on this saloon super, you know, super supper club. Whatever happens with the, I don't want you to give away the whole book, but what happens with the saloon club thing? Is that a good fit for him?
Yes, actually it is, because he gets to work undercover while he's there. He also works for the Drug Enforcement Administration undercover, and this is his persona, saloon owner.
Wow. We're speaking with Adair Arlen. The book is called The House of Tomorrow. So, you know, Adair, what we would call that today, we'd call that a very good side hustle.
Yes, exactly right.
Right? He had a good side hustle that also worked for what he was doing. And then, just like you, he goes for a long weekend from Antigua, where he was staying with a DEA controller, his DEA controller, and boom, he does what you did, right? He falls in love with the island.
That's what happens to him. And eventually he says he's going to return, and eventually he does return. In future books.
In future books, I like that. So there, so that's the idea. When you wrote The House of Tomorrow, the idea was, and you see this with some very prolific authors, they have a character and you want to know and follow that character more, and then there's more to tell. Did you find that when you first started to write that it just kind of poured out of you?
Well, I think writing is not easy. It's a hard, to me anyway, it's hard. I've heard of writers who say, oh, I just can't stop writing, I'm born to write, etc. But to me, it's hard work. I keep checking my watch, can I quit yet? You know, have I done 500 words or 1,000 words or whatever it is? Because I get to the end of a scene and I'm stuck, I think, what happens next? And,
yeah.
And I have to reread what I've just written to meld gracefully into the next scene.
I like that. What happens next? So it's the cliffhangers that the cliffhanger that takes us through, because that's how you do a novel. And here you are, or here he is, also in an island, on an island, and in a villa, very different from the start from Chicago. For your own personal life, did you ever think that your life would take this kind of a twist?
No, I never did. I thought I would just eventually get married and have a family and so forth and fade into obscurity. But I seem to have had a very, I've had some exciting times in my life.
I like that. I've had exciting times. Yes, living in a villa in Montserrat. Are you kidding? When you tell people, like you didn't think you would end up here, when you tell people that you've written a book, you have these characters, you're taking them through other books, what do the people say? What do the people in the West Indies say?
Well, they've given me a couple of book readings, the library has. And this is an English island, by the way. It's what they used to call British Crown Colony, but now that sounds too colonial, so they call it British Overseas Territory. And so we are cared for by the English government. My husband happens to be English, so he fits in here. He lived in America for 20-plus years. And he said, it's time for me to go back to England. But England, when we got ready to move, we thought we'd be financially suicidal. So he did his homework, and we came here. He wanted an island which had plenty of fresh water, plenty of clean air, and was English-speaking, and was mountainous. And we've got that all here. It is mountainous.
Yeah, boy. I feel sorry for you, Adair. That's a rough life.
I'll take all the sympathy I can get.
I love that. Adair Arlen, the book is called The House of Tomorrow. Pick it up. You're going to want to go to Montserrat. You're going to want to go to an island somewhere in the West Indies, that's for sure. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait to see, by the way, what you do in the future, because we know that this story and your character will continue, and because he's juggling some pretty interesting things, I think it'll be fascinating. So again, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
An author named James Muir has written a book called The Damaged. I like that. Just boom, succinct, and especially when you find out what we're going to talk about. So, James, thanks so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Oh, glad to be here. It's an honor. Thank you.
When you decided you were going to put together a book, when you say, okay, I'm going to write, what was that process like for you? Did a light bulb just go up or you know, off in your mind, or were people telling you, you need to do this?
Yeah, I got told a lot. You need to write a book. You need to put this all together because somebody else needs to hear your story. I had tons of notebooks filling journals and stuff. Just had books. I mean, 10, 15 books of notes I'd written over the years. And after being told so many times to put it in a book, my wife motivated me and I got it together into that cohesive little short, sweet, powerful, packed, right to the point book.
And I like that right to the point, so tell us your story.
I was a paramedic firefighter for 25 years, started in the mid 80s, and over those years, of course, we see a lot of stuff and we do a lot of stuff. And we have to continue to act like it doesn't bother us. But inside, it really is bothering us. The things we see, and it can affect us a little bit or a lot. And after all those years, it had affected me a lot. And I wasn't aware how much it had affected me. until I looked back and realized, wow, dude, you really... Okay, let me just start off and explain. I got PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, after all of these years of seeing so much stuff.
Yeah.
And I had had a year tour over in Saudi. I thought, well, I'll go over there, get away from this madness, and just work as a paramedic over there. And when I came back, it just wasn't the same. I couldn't get along with anybody. I was arguing with people at work. And just finally going to counseling and getting diagnosed with PTSD, and the extent that it affected my sleep, I wasn't sleeping, I never left the house, I was drinking and doing drugs, and I destroyed two marriages. And eventually, what happened for me to get through it was I took my mom to church and somebody invited me in. That's how I got through it, was through faith in God. There are many ways people can find help with their PTSD. But I wrote this book titled Damaged, A First Responder's Experiences Handling Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. I know it's a long title, but it helps to describe exactly what's going on. A lot of people may not have been aware or may not be aware that PTSD can affect more than just the military. Most people think that PTSD is only for the military. And if you look at the history, yeah, it was. I mean, back in World War One, they called it shell shock or battle fatigue. And they actually labeled those men cowards. And they weren't allowed to get VA benefits or any of those after the wars because they were labeled cowards. And as we grew, the years passed and we realized, hey, more and more people are exhibiting signs of this, guys in first responders, police, fire, medical. And then it's like, hey, we're noticing that victims of trauma are experiencing PTSD symptoms also. So a lot of people are affected by it in one degree or another based on their experiences in life. And how you get to...
How we get through it. And how we get through it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's what you're saying is so powerful. As you said right there, I want people to really hear this. The damage, picking up James Muir's book, it's something that affects so many people, and not just paramedics and firefighters, and not just military, but in a lot of senses, a lot of other people. So you explain to us what you did, how you tried to get through it, going to church with your mom, and something there, really, the pull was there for you. What was it like for the people around you who are like, what's going on with James? Because he's not himself. He's arguing. This is not the same guy.
If anybody noticed that, they didn't say anything. And that's another thing I want to help change, is to speak up. Because silence kills. Not talking about it, people have taken their own lives. And PTSD... is very debilitating, and it doesn't have to be. We need to check on others. We need to find our friends and make sure they're doing okay. I have a guy I go out with once or twice a month, and we play disc golf. We started working at the same time we've been in it, so we can get together and go out there, and if we need to cry, we cry. We need to yell and scream, we do that. But that's one way a person can check on their buddies and to make contact, make sure they're doing okay. And as it is right now, 22 veterans a day commit suicide.
Oh.
And PTSD, yes, it's debilitating, but we can do this and get through it together. And that's what I'm trying to do, is get the word out to others who may be thinking that they are alone. I thought I was the only one that felt that way. So going back, did people recognize my change? They may have, but they didn't say anything. Did they recognize it after I fixed myself a little bit? Yeah, they didn't know if I was real or not. Because I went from a big giant jerk, yelling and screaming and fighting and cussing and swearing, to all of a sudden Wow, you don't drink anymore? No. I'm 13 years clean and sober. Thank you.
Yay!
To God above, I give him that. But I see friends of mine, and they're like, oh, I'm fine. No, you're not, dude. Really, you're not. I know. I've seen it, and I know. And I don't think anybody in these businesses can truly say they're getting out unscathed. It just weighs on us. We see so much, and it's like we have to be so strong and not show anybody we have a dent in our armor. But I tell you, when the day's over and we go home, we cry. And don't let anybody tell you we don't. We do. We cry for that little. We cry for that person, whether they're old or young, whether we worked our tails off to help or whether we couldn't do anything. We do cry.
Wow.
And that's how we get through it. And then we do other stupid things like drugs or alcohol because we want to silence those ghosts. We want to be able to sleep. I don't know how many times I sat at night going, I just want to sleep. I just want to sleep. And if I could just get some sleep, I'd be fine. Called my doctor. I need to sleep. And without sleep, you don't heal. Sleep is healing.
Yeah,
like I'm rambling.
No, you're not rambling at all. This is great information for people who are listening. And again, I want to make sure they know the book is called The Damage. James Muir is with us. He's in our author's corner, and he's really being real and raw and telling you that I know there's people that listen to this show that have PTSD, and they don't have anybody helping them. They don't know what to do. They can't sleep. It's incredibly powerful what you're saying. We have like a minute and change left. What do you do? Just give us in a nutshell. I know you said you have a buddy who played disc golf, so you're out there. If you have to cry, you cry. What else do you do? How do you get sleep now?
I have gotten through enough of my PTSD that I do sleep. I have gotten I'm on medication. I have fractures in my back and disc disease, so I have medications for that, and that actually helps me sleep. So I've been doing pretty good. There are nights when I have rough nights. My wife will wake me up, or my dog. I have a PTSD service dog, greatest dog in the world, love her to death. I do woodworking. That's my passion. I can sit outside and sand a piece of wood for hours, and it's peaceful. And that's what I do, and that's what I found helps me the most.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Think about what you can do if you're listening to us and you have that problem. What is it that would work that will help you? The woodworking is just a great idea, and obviously you have a supportive wife, so that's phenomenal. James Muir, you were amazing. The book is called The Damaged, and 22 vets a day, you're a great example of that, committing suicide, paramedics, firefighters, the things people see. Get this book and try and heal people, and don't do it alone for sure. James, thanks so much.
Thank you. Let's get the word out.
Don't wait too long. I need you.
The Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.